It's a hard one. There we go. All right. All right. Teamwork. We need teamwork. Thank you, Dana. Good morning. As Dave said, it's been a great week here at Summer Jam, and it's a delight to be the one who gets to share the word this morning. By Friday, we had 203 kids registered for camp, which is always a miracle and is amazing. Last week, as I stood here, I said 190 are coming, and throughout the week, they trickled in, and even on Friday, we registered three new kids to come to camp, because they had heard from their friends and from their neighbors. They'd come back into town early from holidays, and they said, we want to be there. And so it's our delight to bring kids in and to tell them about the love of Jesus. Throughout the week, we had 90 leaders on site, and it was truly a mosaic. Early in the week, I was saying, it's a really random mix of people, and somebody said, that's wrong, Linda. It's a mosaic, and every person was handpicked by God to be a part of this team, to bring their gifts and their talents and their skills for God's glory and to share God's love with our kids this week. Our verse for the week that you've already heard was 1 John 4:16, and it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. And so this morning, I don't have a big or fancy word for us. It's quite simple, but we are going to talk about the love of God. And I believe that the word that I have for us is the word God gave us for this week and for you this morning. I believe that although it's simple, and you probably are going, I know that God loves me. I've known since I was little. I believe God has fresh revelation for us today. And so let's start by talking about this word, love. Well, in English, in Western society, love is a very interesting word. I might start my day saying, I love coffee. If you know me, I say often that I love shoes. I love my car. I love my family. And I love God. These loves are different, but one word covers all of them. The love that I have for shoes should not be the same as the love that I have for God. And thank goodness it's not. The love that I have for my family should not be the same as the love that I have for coffee. But there's only one way to say love in the English language. We throw this word around so much that I think we've lost sight of some of its importance and significance. We throw it around in casual conversation in the same way that we do in intimate moments. I think the Greeks would have been shocked by our carelessness that we could use a single word to whisper, I love you, to our spouse over a candlelit meal. And the same word to wrap up an email to a casual friend. Lots of love, Linda. This is a problem in the English language, but it's not a problem in Greek. The Bible was written in Greek, and so this is why I compare the two. In Greek, there are actually six loves, and each of them fits a certain person or certain situation. Each of them fits a different season and a different time. The Greeks would have been amazed that we can call one love the love of God, and the love of coffee, and the love of shoes. For 1 John 4:16. God is love is talking about something called agape. I'll put that on the screen. Agape is the most radical form of love in the Greek language. It's a form of love that is extended to all people. It's selfless. It serves regardless of circumstance. And it covers this servant-hearted love. Well, the greatest example of this kind of love, the agape love, was and is Jesus. Jesus who came to earth and gave up his royal place in heaven. Jesus who dwelt among us and lived among us and shared his life with us. Jesus who sacrificed his life on the cross, dying for our sins and offering us life and love. This selfless, servant-hearted love is the love God has for us. But more than it being the love God has for us, this verse says that God is love. God doesn't just have love, but God is love. That means it's at the core of who God is. I have a car, but I am Linda. There's a difference between those two statements. God doesn't have a bank of love that he gives out of. He is love. It's at the core of who he is. It's in his nature. It will never change. God cannot give up his love. God cannot do anything different than love, because God is love. Well, this is the kind of love that we talked about all week at Summer Jam. And we used 5 words to describe this love. Do any of our kids know what these 5 words were? Can you yell it out? Yeah. Incredible. Invincible. Yeah. Faithful. Unconditional. And back in the black. Yeah, yeah, you. Amazing was one of the words we used. Yeah, but we also said real. God's love is real. So you guys are so good. You remembered. I'm so proud of you. That God's love is incredible and faithful and invincible and unconditional and real. And to tell these, or to show these kinds of love, we heard about different Bible characters that kind of encountered God's love in different ways. Moses encountered the incredible love of God through the burning bush. That was incredible. It was something that had never happened before and probably will never happen again. The bush spoke to Moses. God spoke to Moses in a way that he couldn't miss it, even if he wanted to. Rahab encountered the faithful love of God as she was protected. She and her family were protected whilst God's army came and took Jericho. David encountered the invincible love of God as he battled Goliath the giant, the one who was unbeatable. But truly, it's God's love that is unbeatable. And David learned that God's love is invincible. The disciples learned both that God's love is unconditional in a way that God forgives us of all of our sins. No matter what we've done, God can forgive it. And also in knowing that God's love is real. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, God is there with us and his real love is present to us. This morning, I could tell you any one of these stories, but you can look them up in the Bible. And if you're thinking, I want to know more, look it up in the Bible and find out what God's love looks like. But for today, let me tell you some real stories that happened here in this place this week. God's love didn't stop when the Bible stopped being written. God's story continues, and it's alive and active and real today. And so I have some big stories and some small stories that'll help us to engage with God's love this morning as it was real in this place. Thursday, we were talking about the unconditional love of God. And each morning we have a skit. And in our skit that morning, these two characters were fighting. It was bad. And so they were fighting and they were angry at each other. And one had kind of lied and it just got a little out of hand. But that's okay, because they traveled back in time and encountered someone who had encountered Jesus. And as they heard the story of the woman who poured perfume on Jesus' feet, our skit characters learned that God forgives us of anything that we've done. And God actually wants us to forgive other people too. Quick summary. That's the day. And so Thursday, at the end of the day, I was talking to one of my leaders, and she came up to me so excited and so bubbly, and she said, Linda, like, you got to hear this. And I was like, all right, good, good. Do you have a minute? Yes, of course I have a minute. She said, the coolest thing happened to me today. And I'm like, wow, like, for a teenager to say this is the coolest thing, it must be pretty good. Well, two of her boys in her group had been fighting all week long. You know how kids fight. And no one really knew why they were fighting. They were just on each other's nerves, or they were getting mad at each other. And she said, Linda, they've been mean to each other this week. But after we heard the skit about forgiveness, and as we were like going to Bible, I was like, I think God wants them to fix this. And so she sat them down. And she said, you know how we heard about forgiveness this morning? Do you know how we heard that God's love, it helps us to forgive one another? I think God might want you guys to forgive right now. Well, she doesn't know this, but other people had been praying throughout the day and other things had been happening behind the scenes that were also speaking this word of maybe today is the day that you two should forgive each other. Maybe today is the day that you two should reconcile. And so they did. They said the words. And that would have been amazing in and of itself. But she said, Linda, at the end of the day, one of them was carrying the other one's backpack for him. And I was like, oh, maybe they really did forgive each other. Maybe God's love really did change everything. And so God's love is a love that is unconditional. It's a love that we can use and be filled with so that forgiveness flows out of us. My second story came to me on Friday as I was cleaning up. I love to talk to our leaders. And I said to one of the leaders who was cleaning with me, I said, so how was your week? And on Monday, he had had somebody in his group, and this person had a rough Monday. And so this small child had said, I hate camp, and I don't ever want to come back. And I was like, oh, that's pretty emotional, big emotions. And so this small child was saying, I don't want to be here, and I don't want to come back, and I don't like this at all. And he was an energetic child. And so, you know, we talked to the parents. We said, you know, like maybe talk it through at home, see if that's a good thing. If he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't need to be here. But if, you know, he does want to be here, he's welcome. So he came back. Every day he came back. And one day he found a snail and was very happy with his snail and showed everyone his snail. And I was like, okay, that had nothing to do with summer jam, but it's a good highlight. That's great. You're having positive encounters in the church. I love it. And one day he played a game and thought that was awesome. And so each and every day we saw just a little incremental change in this kid's heart and in this kid's life. Well, on Friday, he said to his leader, he said, can you tell me a story? And the leader kind of thought, you've never sat still for more than 2 minutes. I don't know if you're going to listen to my story. But he pulled out his Bible or his Bible app, I don't know, and looked up the story of Jonah. And he read the story of Jonah to this kid straight through, all of it. And the kid sat and listened. And I said, but was he really listening? Because, you know, I'm a bit skeptical. And he said, well, after Jonah threw the kid up, or Jonah was thrown up by the whale, that's the one, not Jonah throwing, you know what I mean, sleep deprived. After Jonah was thrown up, his question was, do you think he took a shower? And so I was like, oh, he was listening. And I just thought, this is the power of the transformational love of Christ. Every day, this kid received a little bit more of God's love. And every day, God was with him and showed him something new of his love for him. Three quick stories that happened directly to me, because I don't want this to be too long. But I do want you to know that God's love is working. Wednesday, I spilt a good glass of coffee, that coffee that I love, all over my Mac, which I also love. And I thought, oh, no. I can't not have my computer this week. That would be a disaster. We had been talking about God's victorious love that morning. And so we had been talking about God's victorious love. And I thought, do I believe that God's love is enough to protect my computer? And this might be a crazy thing to you. Maybe you're not in love with your computer and your coffee. But I am. And I said, like, do I believe that God's love is enough? And so it hadn't turned off yet, and so I didn't turn it off. And 5 days later, I've had no problems with my computer, which is like a miracle in Macland, let me just tell you. And so I really believe God was like, Linda, I've got your back, and I'm going to keep on loving you. Another one that happened this week, which is really fitting for us today as we think about Jonah and Matt and Dana and Lindsay as they look for their stuff. on Wednesday, this small child came to me, and she was hysterical. And I was like, what is wrong? She was crying, like, so much. And she said, Miss Linda, I've lost my sweater. And I was like, okay, it's just a sweater. Like, it's just a thing. But I didn't say those words out loud. That was what I thought. Out loud, I said, you know, God loves to help people find lost things. I said, there's a whole chapter in the Bible about it, you know, and God found a sheep. And she said, well, my sweater is white and it kind of looks like a sheep. And I was like, okay. And so we prayed and I said, I'm going to go and find your sweater. And it was kind of one of those outrageous things to say because I didn't know where to find her sweater. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know where I'm going to even look. But I went and I walked over to the gym. And within three steps of entering the gym, I saw this white thing over in the bleachers. And I thought, that's that little girl's sweater. And so I marched on over, and not only was her sweater white, but it was fluffy like a sheep and had little ears. And I thought, oh Lord, you're very, very funny. And so let me tell you, God's love is real and active and happening here in this place. God loves our kids, and he loves us, and so he provides for us everything we need. Sometimes it doesn't look that way. Yesterday, one of our friends posted something online, and I thought, we need to know the real love of Jesus. We need to know that God's love changes everything. We need to know and know and know. And so if you're in this room and you're thinking, yeah, that's good for you. You run day camps with 200 kids, but I don't actually know that God loves me like that. I want to tell you that he does. And I want to tell you that his love will keep changing everything. It may look really bleak in your life right now, but God has a plan, and he loves you, and he knows where he is leading you. There is nothing that can stand in the way of God's love, because God's love is stronger and more outrageous and more amazing than anything else. No shame, no trauma, no fear, no ungodly beliefs. Nothing that you have done can separate you from the love that God has for us. If you don't believe me, look up Romans 8:38. It gives a whole long list of things that we think can separate us from God's love. But he says, no, nothing can separate you from the love of God. And so this morning, I want to speak God's love over us. And this might be a little bit weird for you. Maybe you've never done anything like that, and that's okay. But I want you to hear this as if it were a word from God. It's not a word that I've written. It came from a pastor called Graham Cook. He's a Kiwi from New Zealand. He's awesome. You can look him up online. But he speaks a word as if God were speaking it. And I want you to hear it that way today, too. And so maybe close your eyes and open your hands and say, yes, Lord, I want to receive this word as if it were coming from you. He says, the Lord says there is nothing you can do that will make him love you more. And there is nothing you can do that will make him love you less. He loves you because he loves you, 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 because that is what he is like. It's in his nature, and you will always be loved. His love is unchanging. He loves you 100%, 100% of the time, as you are, not as you should be. Because that's his nature, his love, he loves you all the way, all the time. His love is unchanging. And what will change, says the Lord, is your ability to receive my love. So I challenge you, says the Lord, to open your heart to me, to open your heart to receive more of my love than you have ever experienced before. Come and open your heart to me. Give me your heart. Give me whatever your obstacle. I'll take it away. I'll remove it because I love you. 100%, right at this moment, I love you. You are mine. I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you
for your great, unstoppable, outrageous, unchanging love for us. Thank you, God, that it is at your core that we are loved. And thank you that you will never stop loving us. God, today by your Spirit, I invite you to pour more love out on us than we have ever experienced before. I ask that you would take away any barrier that would get in the way of us receiving your love, and that you would fill us so completely that that's all that there would be. God, thank you that when we are hungry, we can run to you and you will fill us with your Spirit and with your love. God, thank you for how you've been showing us this week that your love is real. God, thank you that you want to continue to show us your real and tangible and outrageous and amazing love. We pray these things in your name. And everybody said, amen.